This goes to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Dennis Brauer, B-R-A-U-H-E-R, date of birth 11/6/1947. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brauer, who initially was seen in this clinic 11/3 of 2021 in consultation for acute on chronic renal failure secondary to severe diarrhea in pre-renal state, and also chronic kidney disease secondary to diabetes and hypertension. He had a follow-up visit November 3rd. Actually, he did not have a follow-up visit after his consult. November 3rd, 21 was the consult, and he had one follow-up visit, 5/3 of 2022, and the next follow-up was scheduled for September 1st, and he declined any follow-up visits. The family did not wish to come back to the clinic for follow-up. But then he did have an increased creatinine level, and that was, it was 2.52, 11 of 2023, and you requested that he did return to the clinic for follow-up, so he was scheduled for follow-up today. And he did have a follow-up repeat lab study after that elevated creatinine level, and that was done 12/8 of 2023. His daily Ziroxylin 2.5 milligram had been decreased to 2.5 milligram once a week, and the creatinine had decreased to 1.95 with estimated GFR currently of 35. He does have ongoing chronic edema. It's actually present in the hands and feet and legs. He has shortness of breath with exertion. Since he was seen in May of 2022 also, he now has a freestyle Libra blood sugar monitor, and he's wearing that on his left arm today. And the wife reports that has helped a great deal to control his glucose, and he is getting better glucose control because of the 24-hour monitoring. He denies any chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does make adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no difficulty emptying his bladder, and chronic edema. And medications, he's on allopurinol, 200 milligram twice a day for gout prevention, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Coreg 25 milligram twice a day, phenylfibrate 48 milligram daily, iron 65 milligram once a day, Lasix is 80 milligram twice a day, gabapentin 100 milligram in the morning and 200 in the evening. Glargine insulin is Toujeo, and that is 100 units once daily. He takes magnesium oxide, 400 milligram. He takes 800 milligram twice a day. Metalazone is 2.5 milligram once a week, usually taken on Saturdays. Prilosec, 40 milligram once a day. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent twice a day. Spironolactone is 25 milligram once daily. Tums, 500 milligram once daily as needed for heartburn or indigestion. And Z-Quil is Benadryl, 25 milligram at bedtime, two of them at bedtime as needed for insomnia. Physical exam, his weight is 305 pounds, pulse is 80, and blood pressure 118 over 78. His neck is very thick. I don't see any jugular venous distension, but he is very overweight. It would be difficult to evaluate or see. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and slightly firm. He has 1+ edema, knees to toes bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And most recent lab studies were done 12/8/2023. Creatinine was improved at 1.93, although not back to baseline, which was usually 1.6 to 1.5. Sodium is 132, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 32, hemoglobin is 15.5 with a normal white count, normal platelets, calcium 9.41, albumin 4.1, and phosphorus 2.3. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slight improvement of renal function with decrease of ziroxylin. We'd recommend continuing a weekly dose of 2.5 milligrams of ziroxylin. 2, congestive heart failure with mildly elevated potassium levels. I would like to see the next potassium level and see if we may need to decrease the BID dosing for oral potassium, depending upon what that level is. 3, diabetic nephropathy with improving control. 4, hypertension is well controlled. We would like to have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 4 to 5 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.